an awful lot. I like to drink it day and night, cause when I'm drunk, I'm always right. But when I got some cash to spend, I'll buy some beer, cause it's my friend.
Fly High Ministries, everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Jesus went to the bar while Satan went to the church. Jesus went to the bar while Satan went to the church. You see, the truth of the matter is Satan went to your church. Satan is on your pulpit. Satan is on your pews. Satan is the door greeter. Yes, Satan went to the church. Why, Jesus got kicked out of your church. Jesus tried to help your church. Jesus went to your church, but you kicked him out. You see, your church has been more in tune with your programs. You've been more in tune with getting your tithe and offerings. You've been more in tune with your social programs. And said you forgot about Jesus. You see, you kicked Jesus out, so Jesus had to go to the bar. See, Jesus went to the bar while Satan went to the church. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 4:5, for the second test, the devil took him to the holy city. He set him on top of the temple. Now, why did Satan take Jesus to the temple first? Well, Satan took Jesus to the temple because Satan owned the temple. You see, Satan owned the temple, and then he said, if you bow down to me, I will give you the kingdoms of the earth. See, Satan made it very clear to Jesus that he owned the temples of that land. See, just like Satan owns the churches in America today, Satan said, hey, I will give you the church, and I will give you everything in it. I will give you the temple, and I will give you all the kingdoms of the world. You see, Jesus went to your church, but you kicked him out. You see, Jesus tried to help the leaders of your church, but you said he wasn't educated enough, and so Jesus went to the bar. Jesus hung out at the bar. He said, someone give me a beer. He said, I need a beer. He said, this whole church business is way too much. It's just too evil for me. I just can't handle it anymore. So Satan first took him to the temple because he said, I own the temple, you see. I own the church, you see. I'm in your church. I own the church, and I also own the kingdoms. I own the governments. I own the kingdoms, and this is why you have to bow down to worship me, and only if you can get... You bow down and worship Satan, I will give you a high position. You bow down and worship Satan, I'll give you the church. See, Satan went to the church. Jesus had enough. He said, I'm going to the bar. In Matthew 12:5, it didn't Anne, didn't you ever read in God's law the priest carrying out the temple's duties break Sabbath rules all the time and it's not held against them? You see, the truth of the matter is, the priest, they would carry out the law, and the priest that served in the temple on the Sabbath day, they were considered guiltless. It didn't matter what he did. It didn't matter what he did. I mean, Jesus was saying, hey, you remember the priests that served in the temple? They were always breaking the law. They were always carrying out the temple duties and breaking the Sabbath rules. They were doing it all the time, but they were held accountable. He says, you know what? The followers of Christ, they are also guiltless. The argument is that just as the priest served the temple on the Sabbath day and was guiltless, his disciples might also serve Christ, the greater temple, without incurring guilt. Which means Jesus Christ is greater than your church. Which means your church is now acting in America like it's greater than Jesus. But the truth of the matter is Jesus Christ is the greater temple. I would rather be out of the sick, evil church that Satan owns. You ain't listening today. See, Satan owns the church. He owns the churches of America, and Jesus says that that he is the greater temple. That he is the greater temple. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, I'm the greater temple. I am the greater church. See, the argument is this. His disciples might also serve Christ, the greater temple, without incurring guilt, which means you can serve Christ no matter where you're at. So Jesus said, I went to your church, but you kicked me out, so I'm going to the bar. Jesus went to the bar, while Satan went to the church. This is happening today in America. In Matthew 21:12, the Bible says, Jesus went straight to the temple and threw out everyone who had set up shop, buying and selling. He kicked over the tables of loan sharks and the stalls of dove merchants. Once again, who owns the church? Satan owns the church, and you need to understand that today, that Jesus, he always tried to help the church in the New Testament. When he was 12 years old, he went to the church, and then he was always preaching at the temple trying to help the church. And come on, somebody, he cleansed the church out twice, and here's an example of it. Why? Because the temple got so evil. You need to understand today, the churches of America are stealing from the poor. Right now, the economy in America is really bad. A lot of folks don't have jobs. A lot of folks don't have jobs, and where do they go? Well, they are being taken. They're not just being taken from the church. They're being taken from every organization on this planet. But the church is really stealing. Jesus said, I'm greater than the church. I'm greater than the temple. Jesus went to the bar, and then Satan went to the church. Jesus went to the bar, Satan went to the church. Yes. Jesus cleansed the temple. Why? Because the church is corrupt. The church is all about money. The church is stealing from the poor. The church is even taking from the elderly. The church is taking from the elderly. They're convincing the elderly to give them all their money. To give them all their money. When they die, they're asking the elderly in the church to write a will to give the church all their money. You need to understand the corruption in the church today. When Satan took Jesus to the temple, he said, I own the church and I also own the kingdoms of the world. He was making a statement to Jesus. He was making a statement. He said, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you the church. If you bow down and worship me, Satan said that to Jesus, I will give you the church and of the kingdoms of the world. This is why Satan not only owns the church, but he also owns the government. Come on, somebody, you ain't listening to me today. Jesus was crucified by the church, and he was crucified by the government. Then Satan took Jesus to his temple, and he said, bow down and worship me, and I'll let you into the church. Bow down and worship me, and you can have power in the church. you ain't listening to me today because Jesus went to the bar. He said, I can't handle your evil churches anymore. Give me a drink. Somebody give me a beer. I need a beer. I need to just relax here. It's way too evil over there. I'm going to go hang out with my real friends at the bar. Hey, buddy, I love your tattoo. Hey, buddy, hey, you got a cigarette over there? Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, could you play that music just a little too loud? I really believe that Jesus went on that dance floor and he started kicking and shaking. He said, this is way too evil, this church. He said, I've been working with these guys my whole life and I get the feeling I'm just not wanted. You see, Jesus just gets the feeling he's just not wanted in your church anymore. And I don't know about you today, but I'm starting to believe today that Jesus just isn't wanted in your evil, demonic, Satan-worshipping churches. Come on, somebody. Oh, I know. I know. You guys are so great. Excuse me, Pastor. How much are they paying you again? $60,000 a year? Oh, okay. How is that Escalade drive-in? Is that really nice? Oh, excuse me, I'm not good enough to be on that pulpit? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me, do you want me to tie to your church again? Oh, I'm so bad. You know, the truth of the matter is, the church really is in the business of putting you on a guilt trip. And you need to understand that today. Jesus is about sovereignty. Jesus is about freedom. And Jesus is about the resurrection power. And he's not in business of putting you on a guilt trip. He is not in the business of putting you on a guilt trip. You know, I know the Bible says we need the tithe, but I gotta be honest, keep your money today. Keep your money, help yourself, help your family. Come on, somebody, stop giving your money to evil people. Stop giving your money to evil organizations. You need to understand this today because, This is just the sickness and the evilness that's happening in America today. That's why Jesus went to the bar and Satan went into the church. See, yeah, Jesus went to the bar and Satan went to the church. You know, the truth of the matter is, in Matthew 21:23, the Bible says, when he was back in the temple teaching, the high priest and leaders of the people came up and demanded, show us your credentials. Who authorized you to teach here? Once again, Jesus was not good enough to teach in their temples. Once again, he was not good enough to teach in their temples. Jesus went back to the temple and he tried to teach their leaders, but they said, show me your demon. Show me your THD. Show me your PhD. So Jesus said, I'm going to the bar then. I'm going to get a beer at the bar then. So Jesus set up at the bar and he said, I'd like to order me, give me a beer. I don't want to get drunk, just give me a beer. I just can't handle this anymore. So apparently I'm not smart enough to be in this church, even though I'm God. Even though I'm God, I'm just not smart enough for your church. Yes, I guess I'm not good enough for your evil church. So I'm just going to go to the bar. I'm just going to hang out with my friends. How about you today? Are you really getting sick and tired of all these evil churches, especially in Texas? I mean, I drove on a back road in Texas, and every mile, I must have counted at least five churches. And every mile. I mean, it's getting so sick. I just can't handle it anymore. It's getting so sick. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the bar, and I'm going to go dance. I'm going to go have a good time. Yes, I'm going to drink some beer. I'm going to relax. I'm going to play some loud music. And I'm just going to be some real folks because I'm going to tell you people in the church that you're fake. You're a bunch of fake religious bigots. And you think God's blessing you, but they're not. You're actually, you're going to hell and you don't even know it. You're on your one-way ticket to hell. And that's why we see in the Bible that the church never accepted Jesus Christ. Just like the church is not accepting Jesus today. You need to understand today that the church is in the business of taking out Jesus. You need to understand today that the church is in the business of taking down the cross, and they're really paying them some good money. Matthew 21:23, then he went back to the temple teaching the high priest, the leaders of the people that came up. So Jesus was trying to help the leaders. He said, look, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you how to run your operation, but you're just not simply listening to me. So fine, if you don't want to listen to me, if I'm not good enough for you, I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to get a drink. In Matthew 21:15, when the religious leader saw the outrageous thing that he was doing, Jesus was, he got mad. He said, get out of this church. And he heard all the children running and shouting through the temple, Hosanna to David's son. They were up in arms and took him. You know, once again, the church wanted to kill Jesus. Just like the church is killing Jesus today, just like our military wants to kill Jesus, just like our government wants to kill Jesus, our public schools are killing Jesus. You need to understand today that the church is killing Jesus and the church is implementing the New World Order. Globalism. Government churches. Government-run churches. Yes, the truth of the matter is today, our churches are very evil. And you know, Jesus is the true church. Jesus is the true temple. He's the real temple. And I hope today that you want to follow Jesus. And you know what? Just go to the bar and have a drink. Go to the bar. Have a drink. All this religious stuff is way too much. Jesus tried to help the church in America. You don't want Jesus. You don't want anything about Jesus. You want your big bands, your big shows. It's a big entertainment place. That's what the church is today. It's pretty sick. In Matthew 24:1, Jesus then left the temple as he walked away. His disciples pointed out how very impressive the temple's architecture was. Just like in America, just like in our parachurches, they look very big, they look impressive. I mean, there's churches today, they got Starbucks, they got flat screen TVs. I mean, literally, when you go to church, it is so impressive today, but you know what? The truth of the matter is, in these impressive churches, these big mega churches of America today, in these churches today, you're going to find out that Jesus is not welcomed in. What is welcome in these kind of churches is Satan. See, Satan went to the church. And if you follow Satan, you can also be in their church. And with their big piece of architecture, their nice buildings, oh, it's very impressive. Because, I mean, they got everything for the children. They got everything. I mean, they got your coffee drinks. I mean, they got everything for you. You know, and it looks really impressive. And Jesus said, I'm not impressed. Because you seem to have everything in your church except Jesus Christ. You seem to have everything in your big church except Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Jesus went to the bar because he was not welcomed in your big church. Your church had great architecture. It was really impressive. But you know what? Jesus said, I'm not impressed because you want to kill me. You got everything in your church except a cross. You got, and if you do got a cross, it's a New World Order cross, a New Age kind of cross, an evil cross, demonic. But you don't have Jesus anymore. You know, in Matthew 24:15, the Bible says, but be ready to run for it when you see the monster of desecration set up in the temple sanctuary. Where is Satan going to set himself up? He is going to set himself up in the church. This was prophesied in the book of Daniel. And if you read Daniel, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And what is the abomination of desolation? Well, the Roman army is further called the abomination. On the account of the images of the emperors and the eagles carried in front of the legions and regarded by the Romans with divine honor. Basically, when you see your church starting being run by the government, when you see your church being taken over by the government, government-run church, government-controlled churches, when you start seeing your church being controlled by government, Jesus said, it's time for you to run away. It's time for you to get out of that church. I don't know how many of you have been in bondage by your church today. I don't know how many of you have been in bondage, but I'm going to tell you something, that Jesus went to the bar. Yeah, he went to the bar. He had himself a beer. He had himself a drink. Jesus didn't get drunk, no, but he had himself a drink and he danced some and he just hanging out and he said, these are real people. I love these people. I love these people with tattoos. These are really my friends. I love these people that ride their motorcycles. They're really cool. He says, you know, I'm going to the bar because I'm not welcome at your church. Because why? Because it's an abomination. Your church is sick and Satan, he went to the church. Yes, that is why Satan took Jesus to the temple first. He says, look, I will give you the temple, and then I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world if you bow down and worship me. You see, Satan owns the churches of America today. You need to understand that today, that Satan owns the churches of America. He owns the temples, just like he did in the Old Testament. And Jesus said, I do not need your four walls. I do not need your temples. He says, I am not about walls or temples or man-made things. He says, you cannot confine me. You cannot control me. The Bible says that even though he says, who are you? Just because you built this big piece of architecture. He says, I'm not there. He says, I'm not there. I'm not in your evil demonic churches. And where is judgment going to start? It's going to start in the Church of America today. In Matthew 26:55, then Jesus addresses the mob. What is coming out after me with swords and clubs as if I were a dangerous criminal? Day after day, I have been sitting at your temples teaching, and you never so much as lifted a hand against me. Let's be honest. Who called Jesus the criminal? Let's be honest. Who called Jesus the devil? It was the church leaders today, the same spirit in our churches today. They are literally crucifying Jesus. They're calling him a criminal. And there's coming a time in America, if you love Jesus, you're going to be considered a terrorist. Yes, Jesus said, haven't I been in the church day after day and you didn't come after me, but now I'm the evil one? But now I'm the evil one, huh? Because I've been preaching in your church, I've been telling you about the Father, and you now want to kill me? And I'm the evil one, huh? So Jesus said, I can't take this anymore. I can't continue to be demonized and be called a criminal. I can't continue. I've been trying to teach you God's way, the true God, the one and only God. As Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, I've been trying to teach you day in and day out and day in and day out. But what you've been doing, you've been crucifying me. You want to kill me now. He said, so I'm going to the bar. So Jesus went to the bar. Satan went to the church. And that is exactly where Jesus is at today. He's probably in the bar. I'm sorry, because the church has kicked Jesus out. So if you want to find Jesus today, go to the bar. I know this is a very unpopular, but go to the bar and have a beer and you're going to find Jesus. What you're going to find at the bar with people that are real, just having a good time, and you know what? They're sick and tired of the religious bull crap, and so they're saying, I'm going to the bar. If you want to find Jesus, go to the bar. Don't go to these churches in America today. Don't go to these sick churches, because what you're going to find there, you're going to find Satan. You're going to find Satan. He's going to be on the pulpit. You're going to find Satan with his nice fancy car. You're going to find Satan with his nice suit. He's going to give you a smile. And he's going to love you right to the pit of hell. Satan will love you right to the pit of hell. Come on, somebody. This is exactly what the church did to Jesus Christ. He was not educated enough. He was not good enough. And you know what? It's pretty sick. But Jesus went to the bar. And I'm about to show you in the scriptures that Jesus wanted to hang out with the tax collectors. He wanted to hang out with the sinners because he said, you guys are way too evil. And I know that Satan owns the church today. I know that Satan owns the church. I know, and half of you want to sell your small church to build a bigger church, to build a bigger church. You are on a mission to lead the souls to hell. In Matthew 26:61, with this he said, I can tear down the temple of God and after 3 days rebuild it. Yes, once again, Jesus was talking about his death, burial, and resurrection. He says, I am the true temple. In Matthew 27:5, Judas threw the silver coins back into the temple and left. Then he went out and hung himself. Why? Because where did the money of Judas come from? It came from the church. The corrupt money given to Judas was from the church to hand Jesus over to his death. And where is this corrupt money? I'm going to tell you something right now, and you better listen to me. I'm telling you today that pastors of America are taking corrupt money. Pastors today are not preaching about truth anymore. They're not preaching about Jesus Christ anymore. They're taking corrupt money just like Judas to kill Jesus in your church. They're taking corrupt money just like Judas to kill the cross, to kill Jesus in your church. And you need to understand to that today, all they want is the numbers. You need to understand the church today just wants the numbers. They just want people so they can get the money and to kill Jesus. Just like Judas, where did the money come from? The money that Jesus took came directly from the church. Pastors are taking money from the church to kill Jesus, just like Judas did. And you know what? And Judas took the dirty money. That's dirty money, just like what? These pastors are taking dirty money, and they are lovingly, kindly telling you that you're going to heaven, and when you're worshiping in your church, you're actually worshiping Satan. Oh, come on, somebody. Judas found it out that the church was evil, and he went and hung himself. Just like there's a lot of corrupt money given to pastors today to destroy the name of Jesus, and you better believe today, the only people that are getting the money in the church, they're corrupt. Money they're given to pastors to destroy the name of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 27:6, the high priest picked up the silver pieces, but then didn't know what to do with them. Oh, it wouldn't be right. He acted all religious. Given this payment was for murder. This payment was for murder as an offering in the temple. Let's be honest. Pastors are getting paid, like Judas, to murder the name of Jesus. And you need to understand that today. Pastors are being paid, just like Judas, to murder the name of Jesus. They're getting corrupt money, and this is why Jesus said, I am going to the bar, and he says, I'm going to look at some really hot women, and I'm going to go dance, and let's turn the music up, and let's have a real good time. And could you hand me a beer? I really need a beer. Yes. Whew, I need to relieve my stress. I need a beer. This is so sick and evil. I need a beer. In Matthew 27:40, the Bible says, you brag that you could tear down the temple and then rebuild it in 3 days. So show us your stuff. Save yourself. If you're really God's son, come down from that cross. During the crucifixion, they were mocking Jesus. He's saying, you said you're going to save yourself? So save yourself. Well, Jesus did save himself. 3 days, he arose from the grave. And the whole earth shook. 3 days, Jesus arose from the grave, and the whole earth shook. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is still alive. And I'm here to tell you today some of these evil churches are shaken because Jesus is still alive. And I know that you've been living a lie, but let's be honest, Pastor. The only reason why you're getting paid, because you're just like Judas and you're come to murder the name of Jesus. You can act nice all you want, whether you're good or bad. It has nothing to do with the name of Jesus. But I'm here to tell you, you're no different. Like Judas, the church is only paying you to keep your mouth shut. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus is alive. He did resurrect from the cross. And I don't know about you, but I sure would be shaking in my boots if I've taken some of that evil money as you, that dirty money that you've been taking, not only to kill your congregation, but also to kill the name of Jesus. All you got to do is look around. When are we going to ever put Jesus back on the forefront of our church? I'm sick and tired of seeing pastors, pictures, and names. We need Jesus back in the forefront of our country. We need Jesus back in the forefront of our nation. We need Jesus back in the forefront of our schools. Yes, we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. Yes, Jesus went to the bar because why? He just couldn't take your church because Satan was in the church. Jesus went to the bar. Satan went to your church. Jesus went to the bar to have a beer because why? Your church said he was bad. Jesus said, can I have another beer? Oh, come on, somebody. You still think I'm not telling you the truth, but in Matthew 27:51, at that moment, the temple curtain was ripped. The temple curtain was ripped from top to bottom. There was an earthquake and the rocks were split to pieces. Yes. Why did this veil rip from the top to the bottom? Because I believe today that judgment's going to start at the top to the bottom. When God judges a nation, he starts judging it at the top. When God judges a church, he first will judge the pastor of the church. Yes, and you need to understand no more the reason why the veil, because the most holy of holies used to have to go through this veil. They used to have to go through the veil. But I'm here to tell you today that no more do we have to go through the veil. No more we have to go through these ceremonies. Jesus is the divine temple. Oh, I know. Oh, some of you, wait a minute. You going to check your iPads out? Did your phone just ring? Was something more important than to hear this? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to type on my iPad. Hold on. I got to type on my iPhone. Hi, Johnny. Oh, hi, how you doing today? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really important. I'm really educated. I'm in my Satan schools, and oh my gosh, I'm in my demonic Satan church today. But you need to understand me right now. You need to understand that judgment is going to start from the top down. This is how God works. He works from the top down. And so, see, the church Jesus was never good enough for the church. You need to understand that today. Jesus was never good enough for the church, which means the church never accepted Jesus Christ, and they crucified Jesus. They crucified Jesus, and the temple curtain was ripped in two from top to bottom. Yes, and there's earthquakes and the rocks and everything was split in people. But so Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to go to the bar. Because Satan's in your church. I'm going to go have a beer because I just can't handle it anymore. So you're going to see in the Bible that Mark 2, verse 15 through 17, you're going to see later that day that Jesus ate at Levi's house, and there were many tax collectors, and there were a lot of bad, evil people eating with Jesus and his followers, and there were so many of these people that followed Jesus. So who followed Jesus? They were the bad, evil ones, yes, like you and me. Yes, I am evil, and I am bad. And yes, if you were honest with yourself, you would say you're evil, and you are also bad. I'm not saying extremely evil, but for all have sinned and fall short to the glory of God. So Jesus was eating with the tax collectors and the bad people. Yes, so-called. And he went to the bar. And Jesus said, give me a beer. Because you're not going to find Jesus in your church because Satan went to your church. You're going to find Jesus in the bar. Yes, and Jesus, he loves to eat with sinners. You know what? Not only that, you're going to find that Jesus was also hanging out with the whores. Jesus said, I'm going to hang out with the prostitutes and I'm going to go get me a beer because your church is evil and I'm not welcome here. Even though he tried to help them out, but he said, I had it. I'm going to go where I'm accepted. So I'm going to the bar and I'm going to go hang out with the whores. I'm going to probably get me a be a friend of a prostitute. Now you understand that Jesus couldn't get drunk because he was God, and nor could he violate his body because he was perfect and holy. He could not violate himself, but Jesus did have a beer, and he did have some wine because he turned water to wine. And you need to understand to that today in Matthew 21, 31 and 32, Jesus says tax collectors and prostitutes will enter the kingdom of God before the Pharisees to do. The tax collectors, he said, the prostitutes, the whores, the drunkards, and he said, you know what? They're going to enter the kingdom of heaven before the people that go to your church. They're going to enter the kingdom of heaven before all you people in your big mega church today. You understand that? Because he said they believed in John the Baptist, who preached repentance. Yes, and Jesus is always referring to the prostitutes. In Luke 7:37, he identifies the woman who anointed Jesus' feet as a sinner, but again, it's a generic term. It's worth nothing that this encounter takes place in the house of Simon, a Pharisee, whose dinner invitation Jesus had accepted. We know that Jesus also associated with Nicodemus, another Pharisee, and Joseph of Arimathea, a member of the Sanhedrin. And we can infer at least that Jesus didn't hang out exclusively with the tax collectors and the sinners. So, you know, Jesus did sometimes hang out with the leaders of the church. Because why? He was trying to teach them the true God. He was trying to teach them, but he said, you know what? I think I'm just going to go hang out with prostitutes. I think Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. And he said, I'm just going to go get me a beer. You know, the truth of the matter is, Jesus went to the bar. If you want to find Jesus today, go to the bar. I'm sorry. Satan went to the church. If you want to find Jesus, go to the bar. Because Satan went to the church. We need Jesus back in America. We do not need another church. We need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. Folks, we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. Yes, Jesus went to the bar. If you want to find Jesus, go to the bar. Because you surely ain't going to find Jesus in the churches of America today. Because Satan went to the church. Amen.
Beer, 'cause it's my friend.